Forever Dog. What? Is everybody happy?
I like having fun.
We're gonna have some fun.
I like to laugh.
Is everybody happy?
I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh.
Go! Are back, and I hope everybody is up and shaking their butts. Get on up, Zoomers. Get on up, listeners. Everybody, pull your car over. Get out of the car and shout, I'm an office hours head. I'm an office hours head. I'm an office hours head. I do the office hours boogie. It is Thursday, November 10th, and we are live coming to you from Glendale, California. It's a chilly morning here, Doug.
Good horning.
Good horning to you, yeah. And I couldn't be happier to be here. What a great highlight of my week. As always, Victor Berger IV joining me behind
What's
my
sip,
left
everybody?
Shoulder. What's sip, indeed. Let's take a sip of your beverage. Being respectful and quiet are my guests sitting to my left. And I will introduce now, quickly, Robin Tran is here.
Hello.
Robin Tran, great comedian, roast master.
Get the applause over here.
How do you like to describe your style, if you will?
I guess I'm like a shitty trans woman.
Okay.
You know, just one that doesn't, lazy, shitty. I don't know. Yeah. I would say annoyed defiance.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad
Thank
we finally
you.
Got you in here.
Yes.
You
yes.
have free reign to do, say, be anything you want to be in this room today. If you want to roast me, if you want to take me to task on anything, please.
No.
I get it.
No?
I think
what you're everything you're doing is great.
Okay.
I need time to roast people. I need to do research.
Okay.
And then use empathy for evil, essentially, and just try to figure out what would actually, like, really hurt your feelings.
Right. Nice. Well, yeah. stew on that as I continue through this. And last but not least, this is, and no disrespect to how I set you up.
No.
Because I think there is a hierarchy.
Yes, and
to
I am below. Yes, I am beneath.
See, now I'm starting to take shots.
Go ahead. You're punching down.
You know him. You love him. I don't know what. I don't know what the hell he's doing here because he's got to be so busy. He's on the road, but he's in my garage right now. Brett McKenzie is here from Brett McKenzie. I'm not even identifying you as the Flight of the Conchords. I'm not even going to go there.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, it's awesome.
Quiet now.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. I'm psyched to be here. I got a little lost.
I got
to the garage. I was like, what?
Well, don't give any address away.
Okay, I won't give any address. Somewhere in California.
You went to our undisclosed location.
Yeah,
it must
yeah.
be kept.
I went past the bunker.
Were you
I was
San Francisco last night?
Last night we played me and my band played the Fillmore gig last night. Then we drove down on the bus, woke up here.
Did you? That's how it goes. Somebody told me your bus broke down.
The bus broke down in the mountains between Salt Lake City and Portland. Spent a day up in the snow waiting
Jeez.
For a diesel mechanic. But it was quite good.
Any cannibalism happening?
No, we talked about who in the band we should eat.
Yeah. The diner party.
Have you ever eaten anybody? Not sexually or anything like that, just sort of like...
Not to survive.
Yeah,
you mean,
yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, really?
A couple of times, yeah. In New Zealand, that's often we get lost out in the wilderness. And, yeah.
Is there wilderness in New Zealand?
There's a couple of forests.
Yeah. Well, you have got a new album out. We're going to be talking about that. You have brought the band... Of whom we don't know who remains. Is that how you say that sentence?
I've brought the remains of the band who made it through the mountains.
Not the drummer, though. Do you have a drummer?
Drummer didn't come. Yeah.
He ate him yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Always eat the drummer. So it's going to be a packed show. But I always feel like I have things to say at the top of the show, but then I feel bad because my guests are sitting here just watching me.
Monologue.
Yeah.
Monologue.
I used to do You know, I started doing this monologue, and it was a one-joke monologue. And it was very unpopular.
Yeah.
One of the jokes was Vic refused to believe, refused to understand the joke itself. He was committed to the idea that it didn't make sense on a fundamental level.
I don't remember what it was.
Do you have any jokes?
Do I have any jokes? No, I have nothing. I'm just in a haze of hour in traffic and just like really panicking.
Where were you coming
late.
From? No address, please.
Well, I actually texted this address on the internet. Is that okay? Because other people are actually going to come by and say hi.
I've been doxxed before. It's fine. Yeah. We know how to deal with it. Sorry, I just had to take a sip.
No, it's okay.
Well, let me just make a couple of show announcements. Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't know if people are watching this show. I mean, I think they are. People talk about it. You know, right, Matt? There's a buzz about this show.
Many are talking.
But this fall of this broadcast, it's got to be the best show out there. I mean, and I'm not saying that out of disrespect to the best show, which I need to get to, because the big news is next week, me and Tom Sharpling are going to be. Do you know Tom Sharpling? Best show. Mm-mm. You got to get on this. Yeah. You don't know Tom Sharpling?
Nope. No, I'm sorry.
Tom, take note. Take note of who doesn't know you.
Does Tom know who Robin Tran is?
I bet he does.
Of course.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Everybody knows you. I'm just saying, since September, I just want to roll this off real quick. Tenacious D. Now, you heard of them.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yes.
That was wicked.
Oh, wait. Let me back up for a second. I am going to be hosting the best show with Tom Sharpling next week.
How's everybody doing?
That's who's good.
Oh, I know who Tom is.
Yeah.
Not Tom.
I just found out like 10 seconds ago.
Now you know.
Nice.
I'm filling in for Tom, and Tom's filling in for me. So you're going to have Tom here next Thursday. You're going to be confused because you're like, who is this guy? But not you. And that's pretty exciting.
That's what people say when I came out, too. They're like, who is this guy?
Came out.
You're going to be confused.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, it's a trans joke.
Do you want him to do like his impression of Tim? Or how do you want Tom to do it?
I don't care. It's up to him. He's told me privately that he's going to burn this show down. He is going to say things that will get us banned. And it's a kamikaze mission from... No
disrespect.
We'll just get our blue check mark removed.
Not Japanese, but it's close enough.
I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to play at your level right now.
Yes, I do. I do punch down a lot.
Anyways, but listen, Matt and Brett, not so much Robin. Tenacious D, Alyssa Limperis, of course, Jay Weingarten, Eric Bauza, Money Mark, Reggie Watts, Chapo Trap House, Daniel Romano, Adam Conover, Adam Curtis, Chelsea Peretti. Like, this has just been in this past couple months.
There's no one left.
There's no one left. That's the angle he takes.
We've done them all.
Glass.
Just go back around again.
You got to bring him back.
Glass, half empty, loosen hop.
That's not.
And now Brett McKenzie and Robin Tran.
You know, I got mistaken. I thought you were talking about Tenacious Z.
Was it Generation Z?
No, where was it? Jack Black, right?
Yeah.
I thought that's who you were talking about.
No, Tenacious D.
Yeah. Oh, there was an original. Oh, okay, I get it now.
But you thought they were called Tenacious Z?
I think it's interesting. You had in the early 2000s.
That's the Compass
band. In the early 2000s, you had Tenacious D and you had the Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, we were coming. Same crew, same sort of comedy team.
What was the.
What was going on?
Was that a rivalry?
They were slightly ahead of us.
Yeah.
Because they had a show on
HBO.
Yeah, they had a show set in LA, and that's why the Conchords show was set in New York. To make it different.
You're the East Coast.
Yeah, the East Coast Tenacious D.
East Coast Tenacious D. A little kinder, gentler, maybe.
Yeah.
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 A little more huggable.
Slightly psychedelic. Yeah.
Well, it's a tremendous run. What does that mean?
Thank you.
But you're. the other thing I wanted to mention, and apologies for going on this, not related to you subject. if you don't mind.
No, no, pleasure. Please, please
and
do. Please,
please
do.
Respect this. Okay. I just wanted to take a minute and honor and shout out and respect the great Joe Estevez. If you're watching, you know Joe Estevez is a big part of the On Cinema world. He, this last episode that aired yesterday, is there's a scene in there, Joe fucking slays. It's one of the funniest little moments from this man. You can watch it now on highnetwork.tv. But Joe is near and dear to our heart. We love Joe. And I asked him for permission to mention this. This is not a bit. Last year, we wanted, of course, always wanted Joe for our Oscar special. But Joe was battling cancer. And it was, you know, he had to go through the whole chemotherapy thing and recover. And he recovered successfully. He's back. He beat it. I hate when people say they beat cancer. I think that's true. That's kind of disrespectful to people that don't. But he did, for lack of a better way to discuss it. And he came back raring. And we're just so happy. And I just want to shout out to Joe Estevez for being the greatest. Watch the new episode because it's his performance in that is so fucking good. And we love you, Joe. So
he's the best of the Estevezes.
He is.
Well, all of them. We're not ranking Estevezes.
I hope we had to.
Okay. Are you about to do another moment
of silence?
You won't rank Estevezes, but you rank Brett and then me?
Yes.
That's okay, you only rank your guests in to their face.
Well, they're not here to defend themselves.
The Would Estevez. You put him above Sheen?
Oh, Charles. Definitely.
Okay.
It's hard to, I mean, Marty Sheen is top. Sheen.
Marty? Is that you guys'
Marty.
Buddies?
Yeah.
Marty? That's cool.
Where was I, Matt? Who knows? Anything else I need to discuss?
No business.
All right. Well, then that's our show. Thank you guys for coming in.
All right. Well, it was nice. It was an hour in traffic, and it's been a pleasure to...
No, let's watch your Twitter numbers go through the roof after this. Are you one of these people that are staying on Twitter?
I don't know. I mean, my old account got banned, so I have no idea. Like, it's
you have a new account that we should be promoting.
Well, it's like Robin Tran backup, but it's like you know, and I
back it up.
And I just had a backup account. I don't know. It's like I think that it's like if you don't get verified now, it's like your email going to a spam folder. I think that's what you, so. It's like I don't know. I'll be on it, but I'm not really going to use it anymore.
Are you on this service, Twitter?
Never really used Twitter. No.
How do you communicate with your audience, or
I've
don't
just
you?
I've just started using Instagram.
Instagram,
and that's been quite fun.
Parler, you're on Parler, famously.
Parler, truth. Yeah. It does seem to be a mess. They've launched this way you can buy a verification now.
Yeah, for $8.
For $8, and it's a total mess.
Yes.
My mentions are just full of blue check marks that are nonsense people. And
yeah, people are buying like, and then they're like doing like a fake Nintendo account.
Yeah.
They're just like using their names to do fake corporate accounts, and I think this is...
I saw that for, what's his name, King James, what's that basketball player?
Yeah, LeBron James.
LeBron James, yeah. Somebody made it look like he's like looking for a new team or designing or whatever.
This doesn't seem to be a good strategy because somebody wrote on Twitter, the beauty of this new policy is that somebody wrote this on Twitter with a verified badge and their name is Goose Labu. I don't know. Just
nice.
The beauty of this is each account that gets verified pays $8. Twitter keeps the money and suspends the account. It's genius, and I hope more folks do this. It's free money for Twitter. Elon Musk responded with a target, a smiley face, and a bag of money.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Yeah,
so,
what a cool guy.
Sounds like a good long-term plan. It's fun. I listened to him yesterday. They did this like town hall kind of Twitter spaces where we can listen. You know, it's like an interview with him. And it's very confusing because he comes across sounding very reasonable and like, thoughtful about these issues, and he answered a lot of questions, and like there's a version of him that's like that's together and seems like he's trying to do the right thing, and then it's that like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing, then when he actually uses the thing he's like a complete psychopath.
Yeah.
And I think he's like showing his whole ass too by like tweeting so much and just showing his brain is not really that, you know, that above us, you know, he's not that much of a genius as he likes to say.
I relate to that specific part of him though.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, in real life, I'm kind of, you know, okay, but on Twitter, I'm a psychopath.
That's true.
I'm also not a billionaire who owns.
I'm terrible. Mean.
I'm very mean.
I'm mean and like get very angry quickly.
Yeah.
But that's not how I am in my right, Vic.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, that Elon picture you're putting up, I did like a Photoshop. Whoa. Where he looks like a Hammer Brother on Mario. Uh-huh. I took like just like a little helmet. And a...
How do you get your body to do that?
Ribbon puffed.
You've been a lot of air imported.
He's got the popcorn lung from the vaping.
Yeah.
All right. I guess somebody just not a Jesus Christ has now been verified. Oh, you have at Jesus here.
Yes, so. 12 followers. Get it? Thank
the
you,
apostles.
Everybody. You all right, everyone, have a good day.
All right. No, let's take a Zoomer. I'm sure everyone wants to ask Britt questions.
Oh, Britt. Yeah, absolutely.
I get fooled into calling you Britt.
Britt, yeah, Britt, Britt,
Britt.
But it's Britt. Britt.
It's Britt.
Britt.
Are you living in America or are you living in New Zealand?
Living in New Zealand, Wellington. Wow. I haven't left the country for years because of COVID, so it's pretty buzzy.
You're wretched?
Back over here, yeah.
You got kids? You got kids.
Three kids, oh yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
Nice to be away.
It's pretty fun.
Valerie and Jeff have a topic.
Oh, these guys are going to be, you know what they're going to be doing. Yeah, show what you're going to be playing. But that's not fair because that's Australia.
No, that's a nice drop.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
Living in a land down under.
The closest that's, I have.
It's still down under. Hay.
It's still down under. I'll take it. I like it.
Colin Hay sat in that very chair about six
Colin
months ago.
Hay's so true. Good, right?
He's so great.
Yeah.
Matt, do we have a Zoomer that wants to say good morning?
Colin Hay.
Yeah, Valerie and Jeff.
Valerie!
Hi, Brett. Huge fan. I saw you in 2006 in Austin at the South By Festival that you guys turned into a documentary and was like a huge fan from day one. So super excited to get the documentary.
Jesus Christ. Just because you said fucking Austin, they get the
We live in Denver. We're not from Austin, don't worry.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to New Zealand actually in 2 months for our
You can come and stay. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, just wondering, like, what's the one thing that... What's your address? What's, you know, Sam Neill's address?
Sure.
But basically, what's the one thing we shouldn't miss out on? We have, like, an extra day in Queenstown, so we were wondering anything around there that you could recommend?
Yeah, I really like... There's a town called Paradise, where you go south of Queenstown. There's this beautiful old sort of tens of thousands of year old beech forest. You can walk through there, and it's where they filmed the you sort of walk through, and there's like moss that's grown for like, I don't know, 100,000 years. So you go these walks, and then that's where they filmed all the Lord of the Rings kind of foresty scenes.
Nice.
It's pretty
Your real. Scene, they filmed
it's
your
pretty,
scene in there?
It's pretty rad in there.
We went there, cool. Right? Remember, Tim?
I don't remember that.
Wow.
I would say there's a few things you want to avoid. Don't do that jet boat thing.
Yeah, the jet boat thing.
That's good to know.
We just canceled it.
Don't get it. Don't do the jet boat.
Some people die on the
jet
boat.
Do the luge, though. The luge is fun.
Oh, you have been?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't go to the southern part
of
the
island. That was just me and Eric, I guess.
Oh, yeah. The luge is rad. Yeah.
Really cool. Oh, okay.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
We're doing bungee jumping, so that'll be a good experience, I think.
Yeah.
That looks absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Well, safe travels.
I got to do it from high enough that if I fail, I die.
No one's died there, though. Oh, I checked.
Okay. All right.
No one's ever died in New Zealand, though.
Thank you so much.
No one's ever died. Very old population.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Vic told me this right before you walked in, that you were in one of the Lord of the... You were in The Hobbit?
I was an elf. Yeah, but to be fair,
you weren't in the Will Ferrell movie Elf. You were an elf.
I was an elf, yeah. Okay. I wish I was an elf. But to be fair, the majority of New Zealanders were in the movie.
What? Tell me about being in the. It's The Hobbit, though, right? The lesser films.
Everyone in Wellington, you go to the casting place, and they had three silhouettes, like three lines drawn on the wall.
Yeah.
One was short. If you were short, you were a hobbit. If you were tall and thin, you were an elf. And if you were really big and strong, you were an orc.
Right.
And they're like, go through that door. Literally, my brother was an elf. My dad was a king.
Did you know?
Joe Rogan was in the movie, right?
he was
the shortest elf in the movie.
That's right. Keep going with that.
He was an orc.
He was an orc.
An orc.
He was the smallest orc. No, you, they knew who you were.
What?
They knew who you were when they cast you in that movie.
No, I was just a local dude.
No,
local
come on.
Skinny, I was a local skinny, thin dude who looked elfin.
Here's a good question. Did you have lines in the movie?
First movie had no lines.
Yeah.
Second movie had one line.
So you get the residuals.
Yeah, I get the residuals. Yeah. I think I get like 50.
What's your line? Do you remember it?
I talk to Liv Tyler. I go, "My lady, we cannot delay." That's what I said. You remember it?
See, I would.
You don't
be,
remember
it? See, I didn't. You know what?
Come on, man.
This is controversial, probably, because in the cinema world, we always joke about the Lord of the Rings, but I genuinely love the Lord of the Rings movies.
Great.
But the Hobbit movies.
A little wonky.
Not so
a
great.
Bit wonky, yeah.
So I didn't make it to the second Hobbit movie, so I didn't get to see your performance.
I'll send you a copy. That's
yeah.
Cool.
All right. Maybe I'll get back into it. I don't know. It's that whole thing where it was like shot at a weird format, on a weird format.
Your eyes have kind of flicking weirdly. Yeah.
It's like you're watching an old like Lifetime movie.
It's like shot on like a sports camera.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a hustle though, right? The Hobbit is such a good little book, right?
Yeah. And then they stretched it out.
One movie would have been pretty great.
Yeah.
But they made three.
I couldn't tell. Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I didn't know who I was supposed to care about. What the hell was... It already seemed like they had found the ring. Or is it set before the Lord of the Rings? I don't know.
Yeah, it's before. So you already knew what was going to happen.
Right.
That's the problem, eh? There's no tension.
Well, congratulations on that movie that Tim hates. Or didn't watch. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I didn't see it.
Not like he made it or anything.
Yeah, send me a clip of that one line you did.
Yeah, I will.
MP3 file.
It's powerful stuff.
I'm not kidding about those residuals. I did one line in that Bridesmaids movie, and then those checks keep coming in. You ever been in a movie?
No, I haven't. Okay. Thank you.
Let's do the city of the day, right? This is a good part of the time to do the show. Watch how I get this right, boys. The city of the day is brought to you by Christian Bale. No one wants to see a holy man behind bars, so thank God for Christian Bale. The bail service made for Christians, by Christians. We believe preachers and pastors should never be locked up with a bunch of demons. They need to be doing the Lord's work. That's why Christian Bale will offer the cash to get them back at their pulpits, preaching the gospel in no time. Doesn't matter if you've accidentally stolen from your flock, defrauded your congregation, or have been falsely accused of molesting a child by liberal devils, Christian Bale is there to secure your freedom and justice. Blessed news!
Blessed.
You look so... not comfortable with this.
I'm just confused.
Yeah, I'm confused too. it's a play on the actor Christian Bale.
Called Christian Bale. He's endorsed it though. He loves it.
He's it's coincidentally he is for it, but it is no official affiliation. Christian Bale.
He's paid for this.
Yeah. Christian Bale customers will receive a free copy of Christians Later. Oh, Christians Later. Christian Slater.
Christian Slater.
The Christian adult magazine that any disciple would covet. Christian Slater features revealing pictorials of the most libidinous passages from the Bible. So next time you're locked up, let your prayers be answered by texting, "I did not sin," to 926 heaven. That's "I did not sin." I did not sin to 926 heaven. What is that supposed to be? That's just a random number.
That's
there's
just
no wordplay in there.
That's
you're delivering this like your fake special.
You better like parts of this. You sound
this
like
who I am.
this is not a fake special.
I don't pre-read these.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Well, these are official. So, I wish these were satire.
No, this is not satire. I just don't do my homework. Who is the city of the day, Matt? The
city. Bip, take it away, Bip.
Hello. My guess is that the city of day is Galway, Ireland.
Your guess?
He's guessing.
Galway, Ireland.
Is it or is it not? You determine what the city of the day is.
Oh, I get to sit? Oh, yeah, sure. Why
it's not?
It's not
a game.
It's the city you're in. You can't just pick a city. It's the city you're in.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. I guess it is Galway, Ireland then.
Yeah.
That's the same. Okay.
Is that where you are?
Yes.
All right.
Are you Warren Miller, the ski movie director?
I am not. Oh, that is not me. I have directed a few short films. You probably haven't seen them.
No.
Low budget. I don't, many people have not.
What are you doing? Go away.
Well, I wrote a book, actually. Thank you for letting me promote it back in March when I first released it. But I just had my official launch of it on the weekend because there was an Irish vegan gala and they invited me to launch my book there because I'm a local well-known vegan around these parts. So local, it was great fun.
Local well-known vegan?
Yeah.
What's your book called?
Wars to the Future. You have to come over here. What's my daughter wants to say hello.
What is some Irish vegan food that you can...
Hi.
What does that taste like?
What's it like having a nutty dad?
You probably don't remember me.
What's that there?
You probably don't remember me. A couple of years ago, I was crying when I was a baby.
What?
Yeah.
On the show?
Wait. I called in and she was crying in the background.
Aw. Well, look at how you've grown.
And you said, would somebody please shut that kid up?
Sucky, sucky, lovey, lovey, mommy, mommy, mommy.
Okay, thank you.
But it was a joke. She knows it was a joke.
Yes. Well, I love seeing stable fathers out there. I think we need more.
How many other well-known Irish vegans are there?
Oh, I don't know. There's a good few. There's a lot of vegans I find in entertainment. A lot of writers, a lot of musicians, a lot of actors. So
is your book about being vegan? What's the book about? I don't remember.
No, it's a comedic novel. It's in the vein of Flann O'Brien, John Kennedy Toole, Hunter S. Thompson.
Well, so it's out. Can people read it? I'm so just confused, you know? I'm just confused.
Yes, it's out now. People can read it. You can find it on Amazon. Norse to the Future.
Don't ask me to do the audiobook, by the way. I'm not interested.
What vegan food is there?
Yeah, I'll do it now.
Irish food. How do you, what is that, like haggis and stuff?
That's Scotland. How dare you?
Yeah. It's land up.
No, the thing about Ireland is anything you order, they put potato chips with it. The whole time you go get a sandwich, they put little pile of potato chips, like you might get a side salad. Yeah. But in Ireland, there's a little pile of chips with every meal.
Chips or crisps?
That's the correct
crisps.
The correct way to serve everything.
Do you have too much potatoes now? Before you didn't have any.
Yeah.
You got
they're traumatized by it. They're overcompensating.
Yeah.
How do they make the vegan blood pudding?
That's Scotland.
Oh,
as well.
They do make that.
It's just that red it's that red dye they use at Halloween.
It's just oatmeal, I think, mostly.
I guess I don't know what a single Irish food is besides McDonald's.
That's Scottish too, isn't it?
Fish and chips.
What's the difference? Because you're MAC, right, Brett? Or are you
MC?
MC. What's the difference between an MAC and an MC?
I don't think there's much difference.
An MC is the rapper, and the MAC is the laptop that he sings into.
A what?
Okay, I just brought it to a screeching
halt. I actually had the same thought, so I'm glad I didn't say it out loud. Like, literally the same exact joke in my head.
Yeah, what is an Irish, classic Irish meal?
Irish stew?
Irish stew, yes.
Yeah, there's
Guinness, right?
Six pack of beer.
Yeah, and maybe a vegan fish and chips. So, like, a fried tofu with chips kind of a thing.
I was in Dublin years ago, and I just felt like, I could be in Boston. Like, there's no, you go to this famous Irish pub, and it's just the same shit you get over here. It's not like, it doesn't feel like you've left your culture.
But in places like Galway, I've been to Galway, like in Dublin, there's that street that is a bit like Boston.
Yeah.
That's almost like a tourist street for Americans who go to Dublin.
Right.
But then once you go to Galway, the pubs are full of like these amazing folk musicians who are just jamming out.
See, I need
late
to get out
the
of
night.
The
night. It's really out. Beautiful.
Are you going to read this Bono book?
No, but I was at the premiere of Banshees of Inisherin, and I was on the red carpet, and Bono walked by me, and it was a very surreal moment.
I bet.
Is Bono going to make us all download it on our phones without our consent?
I was reminded of that. I was
it's
sitting
show up on all our phones.
Yeah, what the fuck? I didn't download
Can you bring
this.
Up the this bears reminding the cover of that album? Do you remember the cover of the album that everyone downloaded? That had to
that,
download
that came onto our phone, onto iTunes automatically.
Can you picture it in your head?
Is it Bono with sunglasses?
No. It's going like to airport. Shock you.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember either.
Oh, are you going?
What?
Are you going to? You're going to remember it immediately because it was seared into our brains.
Oh, it's this.
Whoa. Matt's going to bring it up on the screen. It's very strange. And the audience now at home is looking at it. I know what it is. I can picture it. They're like ahead of the game. All right. What the hell's taking so long?
They're all tiny. They're all like, there you go. It's a little pixelated.
Watch Jamie, this. Jamie, pull it up.
That's it.
Wait, that's his son, right?
Is that
that's
it?
Not the album.
Yes, it is.
Not.
Dude,
who's he hugging?
That's either Clayton or Mullen. I don't know which.
That's Clayton, I think.
No, it's Mullen.
No, that's Mullen. Clayton's the bassist.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, wow. Is Clayton sucking off Mullen?
That's Larry.
Ed just thinking, we should.
Is that Bono down the bottom?
No.
It's not.
So let me just make
it's
this
Boner.
Joke. The edge is thinking maybe we should be mulling this over a little more before we go.
But Mullen is edging Boner.
No, but from what I understand, that's Mullen with his arms wrapped around his son's waist. That's a father. What's the name of the album, Matt?
Songs of Innocence.
Ironic.
Wow.
About to give his own son a blowjob. That's awful.
I have a boner.
I know that's not your sense of humor, Brett.
Tim, can I ask you a Joe Estevez question?
I've moved on from that, but sure.
Did you ever ask him about working on Apocalypse Now?
No, but the story, we've talked about it. The story is that Joe Estevez, whose brother is Martin Sheen, did a lot of the narration and voiceover narration in Apocalypse Now because his brother was incapacitated for some reason.
My dad worked on Apocalypse Now, but he was like there.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Some of those napalm scenes.
He got out of there, you know. He didn't like this movie very much.
Jesus Christ. All right, enough with you, Bip. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've caused nothing but trouble on the show today. all right, Matt, let's take a hotline call. I like the hotline calls these days.
Need one sec. I forgot to pull it up today.
How's the tour been going generally?
Matt, it's been so fun.
Is it really?
It's been so fun. And actually, we played a gig in, I think it was
Galway.
St. Paul.
St. Paul.
Someone in the audience goes... I do a bit in the show where I talk to the audience about I write a song with the audience.
Oh,
and like
that's a good idea.
Ask for like their you should try it's fun and but there's two people at the front. They said we came here tonight. The last show we went to was Tim Heidecker's show. And
what did they say? What was the follow up?
Well, they said you do a bit in your show. You say who came here alone tonight?
Yeah,
and they got up. They were the two people that got up. They come to the show alone.
Yeah,
and you brought them together.
Yeah,
then 2 months later at my show. They randomly have been seated next to each other.
Oh, my God.
So the last time they saw each other was when you brought them on stage at your show.
Oh,
and then they sit
so
down
great.
To watch my show, and they're sitting next to each other. And so they said, it's crazy. And the guy is so excited. And the woman is really not that excited.
Oh, right.
Sounds about right.
Anyway, it was a really cool moment.
This is not fate. That's what she was telling him.
That's always a beautiful moment on our show. We there's people that come to the show alone, and I want them to feel welcome and have a good time.
So you bring them up on stage?
Yeah.
And then they meet each other?
I make them kiss.
Yeah, great, yeah.
Very uncomfortable. Well, that's nice. That theater in St. Paul, I'm trying to picture it.
It's where they do beautiful. Prairie Home.
Yeah,
Companion.
Yeah, the beautiful, beautiful theater. Yeah. How's your health on the road?
It's holding up. It's getting a little flaky now, but
yeah.
So far, so good. 5 weeks in.
And how is it? Because you and I are almost in like a similar career trajectory.
I know the weird thing of like going from doing a comedy show to like a more of a music show.
Yeah.
The audience are mostly confused about what's going on.
Really?
Yeah. But then
you win them over.
I win them over, but they part of them is like, what's he up to?
Yeah.
What is this thing? Is that what you found?
Yeah.
You're further in. You've done a few albums. But the audience, once they get into it, and the show ended up being, the show is actually pretty, it ends up being quite funny. It's hard.
Well, that's what you can't help but be funny.
Once you start talking
and
interacting with the crowd, it gets pretty
Now, are you strict about you don't do any Concord songs?
I do one Concord song, which is the audience are thrilled to hear.
Right.
Because well, humble brag this guy is. I can't just help be funny, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I open my mouth and the comedy just comes out. Well, you know, I'm not even trying.
I mean, I'm not even doing jokes. Just like going, you know, just that sort of stuff like, where are you from? What are you up to? You know, just like random stuff. Well, I think once you're in a music gig, you know the way bands, when bands start talking, it's often quite funny.
Yeah.
It's not the same as a comedy setup. If you're in a comedy club, what I'm doing would not be okay.
Right.
In a music venue, you can just talk about sort of little things that happen.
And you're so nice. You don't yell at anybody or anything like that.
No, I'm quite polite. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's a good move. I think it's a smart move.
It's been super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trevor, this massive band. I've got like 8 people in the band.
Are you, do you have an opening act?
No. I just do 2 sets. Because also when you go to a show, I don't like opening acts. Anyway, I'm like, how much longer do I have to
wait? And no offense. Yeah. And this is, you know, this great way for a younger band or a smaller band to get exposure and and be seen. But the people going to these shows just want to see the show. That they
That's my buzz as well. And then also people haven't been going out that much. So you kind of, well, a lot of my audience also, you got like, if you're at my age, you're like, you want to go home pretty much.
I can't wait for, as soon as I go to see a show, I can't wait to leave.
Yeah. I prefer to just like, even in comedy, I just prefer to kind of just come out and just do my hour. And if it's a really good hour, they'll be happy. And then
Everyone's happy if it's shorter, right?
Now I do something different because I do I am my opening act. I come out and do the stand up, do my stand up character for 30 minutes or so. But you have 2 sets worth of material.
I do 2 sets.
They're 15-minute sets, though. He's like the Beatles.
They're like TikTok sets. Yeah, they're 2.5 minutes.
It's the medley. You just get to the chorus.
I like those old bands. Like, who would be a good band like this that had like one hit and they end up doing. To do that song twice in their set? Who's a good example of that?
Close.
Oh, who did that?
Dexy's Midnight Runner.
Like a Chubby Checker did like the twist and his next song was like Twist Again.
I know all about it.
This is his.
This is my wheelhouse.
I'm obsessed with that.
Have you ever heard the Texas Twist? That's very good.
Is that a real thing?
Do you have your Chubby Checker news ready?
Yeah, I got some music news.
We don't plan this show, folks.
No, I didn't know. I had no idea.
Robin brought this up out of her own head, but we do have some breaking Chubby Checker news. We're going to go to Vic now with some breaking new music news.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's good. I think this is, I wasn't going anywhere.
I think breaking
you threw
from,
him a life raft.
Yeah.
Right, this is a new story from 1989, I believe. It was the twist with a twist. Chubby Checker came to Morris County to sing some of his fabled tunes. But by the time the Oldies concert at Parsippany Hills High School ended, the MC was bleeding, the crowd was unhappy, and Checker had left the building.
Checker.
Yeah, so he's... So
Checker.
I've been doing this now for over 21 years. MC Ronnie Italiano, who goes by the stage name Ronnie, said yesterday, I never ever had this before. Problem started when organizers introduced Checker. He didn't come out. 2 other Oldies bands, Eugene Pitt and the Jive 5 and the Delmonics, who had just played about 1,000 people. Italiano, who owns Clifton Music Center in Clifton and who booked the other act, said Checker's bodyguard was ironing some pants.
No, as they do.
And told him the musician would be out when he was ready. After about 15 or 20 minutes, Checker took the stage but stopped in the middle of his second song, The Hucklebuck. Police witnessed. A woman in the audience was videotaping the performance, and Checker asked her to stop. When she continued, he threatened her. Police said the woman's husband then yelled at Checker. About 1/3 of the audience got up and left. Checker's got a certain humor. I'm trying to see what else here. So the man said Checker's contract specified no video cameras would be allowed at a show.
Imagine
so,
videotaping like, something wow, in 1989, yeah. though. That's like a big deal.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It's so like Chappelle even back then. You know, put your cameras in this bag. Yeah.
Put your cameras in this giant safe.
So then, Checker, who was on stage about 6 feet above Italiano, grabbed the cord to the microphone and yanked it. The cord tore, and it cut Italiano's hand. Italiano, in turn, said
Italiano.
There's no way that's a real name, Italiano.
Italiano. So, in turn, he threw the microphone at Checker, hitting him in the chest after some pushing and shoving.
This is like Altamont.
This is insane. Yeah. Checker left the stage, and Italiano started making cracks to the audience about Checker. Officials said...
checker that came out from behind the curtain to challenge Italiano. That's when patrolman Vince Policastro and Sean Clark got on stage and separated the two men. Neither checker nor Italiano wanted to press charges. So.
Wow, okay. it was like Apocalypse Now left. There, huh?
Yeah.
On that stage.
I feel like they were really
thank you.
Setting it up with the bodyguard ironing the pants.
Yeah.
I thought something was going to happen with that iron.
Exactly.
The old misdirect.
Yeah.
Who's the other artist that's like known for being chubby?
Oh, well, it's Fats Domino.
Fats Domino. Totally so just is he the original?
Off. No, Fats yeah, Fats is the original.
Fats is the real deal. Yeah. And then what comes next after? So Fats, Chubby, Domino, Checker.
Right.
It's a 1-to-1.
Right.
But Vic loves Chubby.
I love Chubby.
Do you love him genuinely, or
no.
is it just?
I wonder if there's other knockoffs.
Could you know that story? Is it the Chubby Checker story where he did it? He did a show. He's been booked to do a set, and he finished after 55 minutes. And they left the building. They're like, no, you got. You said you contracted it for 60 minutes. And he goes, I would have been 60 minutes if the drummer hadn't played so fucking fast.
Oh, my God.
Is that true?
That sounds about right. That could be him. Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah, we had some interactions with Chubby over the years.
Yeah. We tried to get him on this special we were doing. And what was their counter?
We just wanted, because we were in Philadelphia where he lives, and we were going to stop by and do a 5-minute interview. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll do it, but it's going to cost you $150,000. And then we're like, well, we don't have that kind of
your
budget.
Your budget is $125,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And, oh, man, $150?
Yeah.
That's worth it.
So we've got $150.
Yeah, that's more like it.
So we countered with $1,500, and he said, no, it's not going to work. Now it's going up to $1 million, and I won't dance. And he's not going to do the twist for us.
No twist.
So didn't work out.
Speaking of, you brought his name into the conversation. What about this Dave Chappelle hosting SNL, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the funniest episode.
It's been really funny this year.
Yeah. He's going to give a dramatic monologue, and it'll get as many laughs as the entire show.
This, there was a report that people were boycotting. The writers were boycotting. Boycotting.
They're boycotting Chappelle?
That was just a scurrilous rumor.
Looks like
there.
They've been boycotting the entire season.
Yikes!
Oh! Hell!
Oh, what are they watching?
They probably are. They've been ripping me off for 20 years, which is not a good sign because it's not being reflected in the material. No, I'm just kidding. I have peace and love, everybody.
The writers of SNL are great.
I did a tour with Chappelle a few years ago. We did a co-headline.
Yes, I was actually going to say I was there. I was in the audience.
It was so fun.
Really,
and he's so funny. The cool thing, I was jealous that he smoked cigarettes because he just can. It's just the perfect pause.
Now we got controversy here because
you know like
anti-trans stuff coming out of him has gotten dark.
Oh, okay, I haven't been following that.
No. Oh, yes. Well, be warned.
Okay. No, that's actually the only thing about him that I like. I mean that part's fine. No, I'm kidding.
He seems to have gone off the deep end a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's just a little sensitive about criticism, and now he can't get over it. No, but I was at Oddball, and I remember
Oddball. That was that.
Yeah, Oddball. It was 2013. And it was his return to stand-up, so I spent like $150 or $250.
$150,000.
Yeah, on tickets. And I remember just his opener, like his opening joke was like basically like, so what do I feel like talking about? And I was like, fuck, $150 on like, he's like watching a guy figure it out on stage.
Yeah, he basically smokes a cigarette for about 15 minutes.
It's like the thing is like, you know, he's very charming for the first like 5 to 10 minutes, and then it's like now there's 15 minutes left, and just watching him kind of treat it like an open mic. And then we had to, like, I remember just the walk back to the parking lot. It's like 5,000 people, and it was very quiet.
You know, because these guys played too?
Yeah, they were great. They were the first. And then, you know, it was an intermission, I think, after you guys played. And then, you know, it was like dark, and then Chappelle came. It was like this eruption. And then, the walk back to the car was just people kind of going like, well, I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
And no one quoted any, because he didn't tell any jokes. He just...
The one thing I remember was we were touring, he had a bus with a trailer, and the back of his trailer, he had like four fancy motorbikes. So we'd get to we were playing these sort of outdoor amphitheaters.
Yeah.
And they're usually quite far out of town, so there's nothing, and there'd be, the shows are so big, there'd be a traffic jam coming into the car park, you know, like you said, with people leaving at the same time. But Chappelle and his buddies would get on the motorbikes.
Just zoom right past them.
Yeah, I remember Jermaine and I was going like, How come we don't have any motor? We need to get some motorbikes, man.
You got fucking bicycles back there.
Oh, got Cassia tons.
That's why he's not writing jokes. He has to get motorcycles and shit.
Dude, Doug, remember that tour, Tim and Eric tour? We had bicycles.
Yeah.
On the bus.
It was a good move.
I was there. So the next year at Oddball, Chappelle.
The
like,
fuck
was,
is this Oddball?
Yeah, what is Oddball?
It was a comedy festival.
Yeah, is it still going? I don't know if it's still going.
I don't know if it's still going, but it was like a touring festival. And so every year there would be a different headliner, and it would be like a bunch of different big names.
Right.
So the next year, Chappelle was not headlining, but it was like Louis C.K., Bill Burr was there. You know, I think Marc Maron was there. You know, like it was a big. So it was like 11 p.m. You know, I went again the next year, and it's like it was getting late, and some people were leaving during Louis' set just because it was getting so dark, and Louis was like, "Don't leave, guys. There's a big surprise coming."
Were there no lights there? What's the deal with it being dark?
It was just like 11 p.m. It was just outside, and it was just really, well, people just kind of wanted to go home. It was so late. And then Louis' like, "Don't go home. We have a big surprise for you." And then the lights go out, and then it comes back in, and Chappelle is there, and people go crazy. And he's like, "Okay, guys, I just landed. And so I didn't write any shit, but let me." And I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Another
and I'm like,
again.
"What?" And then like everyone was kind of like, "We need to go home."
Oh.
And he wouldn't leave until he got a laugh. Like, and it was, thank you. Yeah. So I remember.
Look, man.
Yeah.
Were you just there as a fan?
Yeah, I was there as a fan.
A big Chappelle fan.
I actually had. Yeah, I was the biggest Chappelle fan. I hadn't come out as trans yet, so like. I actually like got annoyed back then when people were like, "Oh, he's starting to be transphobic," and I'm like, "Oh, they need to get over it," you know. But I agree, he wasn't funny.
So I
was one of the cool people who thought he was funny. He was not funny before the trans. I'm like one of those hipster.
Brett, we don't want to make Brett feel uncomfortable. You're fine.
I'm fine. All this talk, I'm gonna check out what Chappelle's been up to.
Yeah,
it's 9 years ago since I saw him.
Yeah, well, it's. I'm happy for you that you're out of the loop.
Yeah. Because
that's a healthy place
to
be.
Tim.
I know.
Twitter, so how is he going to know?
Oh, don't worry. I mean, if you're friends with Chappelle, I'm not going to get mad at you.
Who are your Hollywood friends? Who are your...
I mean, I haven't seen Chappelle since we left the gig. I wouldn't say it was 9 years ago. We're not
See, now he's all afraid. You know, now he's like afraid of... like.
We're not canceling anybody on this show.
He actually saw Chappelle like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
Chappelle was actually
He dropped you off. But you're in New Zealand, so you don't really have a Hollywood crowd.
Nah, that's what's quite nice about Wellington is there's not much show business. There's Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
I know Peter Jackson. And I know Jermaine. And then Tyker's sometimes around.
Does he live down there too?
Jermaine lives in Myton.
Yeah.
Tyker lives in Los Angeles.
He's full Hollywood.
He's
now.
Full Hollywood now, yeah.
He's full Hollywood.
He's very popular. He does super
25 shows.
Marvel. He does Marvel films.
I know.
Yeah, he's massive.
If you call him, does he call you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just. Okay. Guarantee that. If I called him, I don't know.
Text him right now. Say, are you.
Tim wants to see if you're still my friend.
Yeah.
Probably going to call in. He's probably watching.
Call in. I got questions for him too. What about. I did that Our Flag Means Death show.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're filming now in New Zealand, the second season.
Oh, they're filming it there?
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't get a call to be in the second season.
If you go down, you could probably get on it.
Get me a business class flight down there. Get me on Qantas. What am I taking to get down there? Qantas?
Qantas would take you to Australia. Air New Zealand is...
Air New Zealand, of course.
Post-COVID, Air New Zealand is the only plane. There's only one plane that gets you to New
Zealand. Just goes back and forth, back and forth.
It actually does, yeah.
It's funny. Ooh, I just said the worst thing ever. That's funny. the worst thing. That's funny.
TBS.
Yeah, everybody comes up to me about that show. Everybody.
The Pirate Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very popular.
They love it.
People love it. Reese is loving it.
I was doing scenes with him.
Oh, mate, he's so funny, man.
He's the best.
He lives in Los Angeles, yeah.
Another Hollywood sellout.
Yeah. Washed out.
But you were living here for a while?
He's over here earning money. I was here for a good 8, 9, 10 years, pretty much.
You were doing Muppets movies?
Doing some Muppets movies. And then I was sort of going between the two countries. And then I had, when I say three kids, I was like, okay, this is, can't keep traveling so much. And going to school. I was like, should I take the kids to school in Los Angeles or New Zealand? And I was like, okay, now I'll just keep them in New Zealand.
Do you feel like out of the loop when you're down there, or it doesn't matter?
Massively out of the loop, especially because I don't use social media very much.
What do you do? This is a good. What do you do all day? Are you productive?
I write songs for movies,
right?
Most of the time, but they're quite surreal. Like I get emails saying, "Can you write a song about a unicorn that wants to be a star?" So then that's my days in a world like, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
That's so fun.
Sing away, and then I send the demo off and send it off to the movies.
And they either happen or don't happen.
Yeah, the more often than not, they don't happen because they change the story.
Right.
They change the plot. And they're like, oh, the unicorn doesn't want to be a star anymore.
Are these? But these aren't musicals. These would just be a song.
Oh, they're like animated movies with songs.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a little bit of the like Broadway stuff. Sort of developing shows. We're doing a George Saunders book.
Oh, yeah.
Really fun. It's called The Brief and Frightening Reign of Phil. And it's about a guy who becomes, it's in this two countries, in this world with two countries. Yeah, you know, it's a long story. Should I tell you the story? Is it too, it's too long?
I got nothing else to do. Okay, well, okay. I got nothing else for Robin.
No. I want to hear this.
You want to hear this, Robin? Sure. So, like, George Saunders, the guy that wrote Lincoln the Bardo.
Yeah.
And really surreal. Like that guy from Wales, maybe. I'm from Ireland. You know, kind of surreal, funny, political stuff. And he's made this world where there are two countries. One only fits six people. And the other country's big. And one day the small country shrinks. There's like an earthquake. And now only fits one person. And the other five fall into the bigger country. And now the bigger country, like, oh, God, what do we do?
Right.
It's an invasion. It's war. And they set up a refugee sort of enclosure.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy called Phil who's kind of a loser. It's like, we should tax them. And then the story follows his rise to power. He becomes president, and then he commits genocide.
We know a guy named Phil that's kind of a loser.
So
we know a guy named Phil. So
that was a book.
It's a book.
And then so, you're adapting that into a musical?
Yeah, like a theater, Broadway, a pretty dark Broadway show.
Yeah.
It sounds really funny.
It's pretty funny. It's like I
wish I would get those opportunities because, frankly, I'm also a good songwriter, and people should be contacting me to be doing musicals.
Well,
Some of them are good.
Yes, well, I have to agree with you because of the power dynamic here. You're the host. Yes, you're amazing, Tim. Yeah. Yep.
I want to do a musical. I have an idea for a musical, and I don't know how to approach it, but it's a big task.
A Broadway show?
Yeah.
You should do it, man.
What's the idea?
Yeah.
Can you say it?
It's also very dark. it's the Bill Maher story.
Club Random. Club Random.
Yeah.
Rise and fall of Bill Maher.
Club Random. This is my story about how I started.
It offers our Office Hours Live.
Yeah,
musical.
That could be.
Yeah.
No, it's a very dark post-apocalyptic musical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's coming.
You're like as bitchy as Bill Maher, but yours is kind of a character.
Yeah,
like it's like Bill Maher is like clearly, you, but like he's actually kind of a prick.
Clear that Bill Maher is trying to be as nice as possible.
Yeah,
when he's on.
And he fails every step of the way.
Yeah.
One of the grumpiest people I've ever seen.
A lot of this.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, yeah, so that's a good idea, Matt. Let us, if you don't mind, would you be open to playing a song for us?
Yeah. No.
It would be really weird if you said no because your band is here.
I think they're waiting out there.
Let's get it going.
You want to?
Yeah. What is this? The whole show like this? Robin's like this. Like you don't want to listen to this. They're not staying in.
You want to take a zoomer in the meantime?
Yes. Let's take a zoomer. I'm just kidding.
We can check in on the hot. Let's check the hotline.
Is anybody on the hotline?
Yeah, we got Casey. 980. Casey, you're live on the hotline.
Casey!
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, dog?
What's up, T?
What you got for me?
Hi, it's me, Casey.
All right, I want to talk about the band Dear Nora.
Say it again?
Did y'all listen to Dear Nora?
Dear Nora?
I feel like I've heard that name.
Dear Nora, yeah.
No. Casey can answer. Casey.
Yeah, they're really good. They're
oh, that's right.
They're really good. They're a truly independent band. And I actually have Dear Nora.
We're working on getting them on the show, friend.
Yes.
Dear Nora?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Have you ever heard of Dear Nora?
Luke's brother is in the band.
Oh, Luke's brother's in the band.
They're
okay.
Great.
All right. We will.
Wait, is that Luke Collin?
I host a. I host a radio show called Miss Jazz that airs on Boone Area Community Radio on Sundays.
Yeah, I listen to that.
And they're going to be on my show. I know you've listened.
We don't need
you've
to
been on
them.
The show.
What's Boone? Where's Boone area? What is that?
Don't go deeper with this guy. Come on. We got a whole band here.
Ready talk.
To go. Boone, where is Boone? Where is Boone?
It's North Carolina.
All right.
It's in the mountains.
Okay.
It's in the high country.
All right, we'll check out your radio show and check out Dear. Is it Dear Nora?
Yeah, Dear Nora.
Okay, Dear Nora, coming up soon at the top of the hour. But right now, we got new music from Brett McKenzie and his band, most of his band. Take it away, Brett!
All right. Leon Keys. Oh. How's that? You got the guitar? Cat Moana on vocals. Well, here's a little song to let you know I love you. Just a little tune to let you know I care. A simple melody, cause I've been thinking of it. I wanted you to know, I wish that I was there. Cause some of these days, getting kinda slow now. Yeah, wanna be alone now. Unless I'm alone with you. And all of these nights are getting kind of slow now. Yeah, I wanna be with you now. Whoa, yeah, you know I do. Cause here's a little song to let you know I love you. Ooh, it's just a little tune to let you know I care. Simple harmony for me to wrap around you. Ooh, keep my baby warm when I'm not there. Cause some of these days I'm feeling kind of low now. Yeah, and everywhere I go now, I wanna go with you. And all of these nights. I'm only getting old now. I wanna be getting old with you. Cause not a day goes by without me thinking I love you. Not a night goes by without me dreaming I'm there. Not a day goes by without me thinking I need you. It ain't around me, be in here when baby you're way over there. Let you know I care. A simple harmony for me to wrap around you. And keep my baby warm when I'm not there.
Boy, boy, that just put me in a good mood. I was in a terrible mood. And
it's a good Thursday.
Look at that. Look at man. Give me
one
of these.
Man, Leo. That's Leo. That
what's his name over
Leo
here?
Leo Cagini on keys.
Do we have him on camera? Right? No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we do. Okay. That was great. Where'd you pick up that boogie woogie from?
So good, right?
It's so great. And you guys sounded
terrific. Yeah, the band have all come up from New Zealand, so it's been super fun.
Unbelievable. That was great. It sounded great. What a great energy. And I feel loved.
Cool,
I feel loved. For the first time in my goddamn life. I feel seen. I feel loved. And it took you coming in here to do it. Why? Why shouldn't people closer to me in my life say that to
feelings.
Me?
Yeah.
My parents, my wife, my kids. No one's ever said they loved me. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Brett, unfortunately for him, is going to stick around. Okay, I'm just kidding. You guys just stick around. Everyone, let's just have a party. Let's have fun. Robin will be back Join patreon.com/officehourslive if you want to catch the full show later. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today. Rambling, my hopes tiptoe through my dreams.